Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with today's segment of In the Green Outdoors. 2 weeks ago, I dedicated my program to milkweeds, and today we'll finish up with the rest of the Ohio native species. As mentioned last time, monarchs depend on milkweeds as host plants. The butterflies deposit their eggs on the milkweed plants, and then those plants provide nutrition for the caterpillar phase of the butterfly's life cycle. And because the plants in the milkweed family contain poisons known as cardiac glycosides, that makes them inedible to most other insects. But monarch caterpillars and a handful of other insects have developed the ability to assimilate milkweed toxins. And as the caterpillars and subsequently the butterflies then sequester the compounds in their bodies, they become unpalatable to many other predators. And so that protects the butterflies and their caterpillars. So here in Ohio, as mentioned before, we have 13 native species of milkweed, and they live in a wide variety of habitats. The first milkweed that I'm starting with today is swamp milkweed, Asclepias incarnata. It's an excellent host plant for monarchs. The adults will nectar and lay eggs on the underside of the leaves. The caterpillars then feed on the leaves. This is a wonderful milkweed for a sunny border, along a stream or a pond. It's a great plant for a butterfly garden, obviously, and it can take medium to wet soil. So don't let the common name of swamp milkweed scare you off. It's a wonderful milkweed that can handle your garden and be absolutely beautiful. Here at the nursery, we find more monarchs on swamp milkweed than any other milkweed. And also, swamp milkweed seems to be a favorite of the gorgeous milkweed leaf beetle and, of course, other milkweed-eating insects. My next milkweed is purple milkweed, Asclepias purpurescens. This is one milkweed that people just can't get enough of. It is gorgeous. Grows 2 to 3 feet tall, blooms June through July, and mine here at the nursery, well, they just got done blooming. Beautiful rose pink to purple magenta color, and it loves full sun. And if you can manage to get your hands on this milkweed, and you have a super dry to medium spot moisture, as far as soil moisture goes, you will love this plant. It's just absolutely stunning. And because it only gets about 3 feet tall, it doesn't seem to overpower a garden either. And it's runners out a little bit, but it pretty much stays in a clump. And this is one milkweed that, when it's in bloom, it attracts long-tongued bees, butterflies, skippers, and also the ruby-throated hummingbird. And of course, the leaves and the flowers are a food source for the monarch caterpillar. And then other butterflies like pipevine swallowtail, giant swallowtail, American painted lady, red admiral, clouded sulfur. And I could go on and on. So many butterflies really seem to like this milkweed. The unfortunate thing for all of us is that this particular milkweed does not produce a lot of seed. And so since it doesn't produce a lot of seed, it can be kind of hard to grow, hard to do that without the seed. So here at Natives in Harmony, we can hardly keep this plant in stock. But it's absolutely worth the trouble of finding it if you do. So my next milkweed is four-leaved milkweed, Asclepias quadrifolia. And it has a beautiful white flower. It's one of the earliest species to bloom. And it also has two false whorls of leaves on the stem. It looks like a whorl, but it's not exactly a complete whorl. And monarchs love this plant. The next milkweed is Asclepias sullivante. Now, this is a milkweed that's often called prairie milkweed or Sullivan's milkweed. It'll grow 2 to 3 feet tall, blooms June through July, beautiful pink, kind of a dusty pink color, loves full sun, and likes medium to wet soil. This is one that I was told when I first started learning about prairie plants that I wasn't a real prairie person unless I could spot Sullivan's milkweed driving down the road at 50 miles an hour. And I'm proud to say that I can do that, but I do try to keep my eyes on the road. So this plant is easily grown, and once it's established, you can't transplant it. So this is one that if you've got it established, don't try to dig it up and move it somewhere. And it also has a strong tendency to send out runners and form a loose colony. But it's beautiful in butterfly gardens and a naturalized native plant area like a prairie or a meadow. And it's really, really attractive to monarchs. They lay their eggs on it quite often, not as often as swamp, but still it has a great place in the monarch's heart, I think. The one thing you want to watch out for if you plant Sullivan's milkweed is that honeybees get stuck in the flowers. And so it's a little disturbing when you're walking around looking at your plants and you've got a honeybee stuck in the flower. Here at the nursery, I go around and pull the honeybees out. I've not gotten stung yet, but I unfortunately have seen quite a few honeybees succumb to death because they can't get out of the plant. They just can't seem to pull their legs out. The next milkweed is common milkweed or Asclepias syriaca. And this is one that you want to be careful about putting it in your garden. While it's a lovely milkweed and super fragrant, also a great host, this is one that can be a real bully and is a bit on the weedy side. A lot of people find that it just moves around too much in their garden and takes up too much of their garden. It's beautiful when you see it in the field, but most of the time in your garden, it's not one that you really want. One that you do really want in your garden would be butterfly weed, Asclepias tuberosa. This plant comes in a range of oranges from almost yellow to almost red, and it blooms June through August. Gorgeous color, so bright and cheerful. It loves full sun, although it can tolerate a little bit of shade. And it likes dry to medium soil. So this is a great one to put in your garden. The plants, though, are a little slow to establish and might take 2 to 3 years before they produce flowers. This is also another plant that does not transplant well once established. So make sure you put it where you want it. It is an excellent host plant for monarchs. And a lot of folks love this in their sunny border, butterfly garden, their meadow, their prairie, or any naturalized native plant area. You can mass these plants in large drifts or just sprinkle them throughout your prairie. Butterfly weed is very long-lived, and I've known clumps of this to live for over 25 years, and they just get bigger and prettier every year. And of course, its flowers are a magnet for all sorts of pollinating insects. My next milkweed is another rare milkweed, spider milkweed, Asclepias viridis. This one is a very short milkweed. It only grows about 1.5 to 2 feet tall, blooms May through July, has a green flower with a little bit of purple in it, and loves full sun. Sometimes this milkweed will kind of lay down. It doesn't always stand up straight, so that makes it look even shorter because it's laying down instead of standing up. But this is a really great plant, also a great host for monarchs. And gets its name from the fact that a little white crab spider is often found living on this plant. So that's the last of my milkweeds for today. And if you'd like to consult with me about using native plants in your landscape or just find out what's available, give me a call, 419-688-9800, or email me at Gale, G-A-L-E, at nativesinharmony.com. This is Gail Martin of Natives in Harmony signing off and wishing you a wonderful summer.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.